Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome here with us. We have a number of announcements this morning, and I'm going first. Ha! Just for one of them, then I'm going to switch off. Last Sunday, we had our end of the summer worship and celebration at Stanley Park. And we had so many people help us and to make it a great and wonderful celebration with 11 different churches represented. We had over 250 people in attendance because they were scattered every time they tried to count. Oh, there's kids over there playing with Jim Yesu, and there's people working in the kitchen, and we forgot to count them. We forgot the band one time, so they finally got me a number of about 250. We collected over $1,300 for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. And some people are riding today. We'll ride for food, so we'll remember those people in prayer and their organizers this day. But I would like to thank Cindy LaPlante and Mark, Michelle, and Mara Weiner, Amy, Gail, Carol, Ann, Bob Brownlee, Bob and Jen Waldorf, Jim Kinney, and oh mercy, I forgot people. Joe helped at the end. Noah helped. Elizabeth helped. All kinds of people were helping. Do you know that we set that hall in 8 minutes with 27 tables and 250 chairs? Can you believe it? It was awesome. What a community effort. It was beautiful. So, thank you very much. And Nancy, thank you for all your help. Nancy made sure that we had earth-friendly utensils and plates and napkins and cups. And it was grand. Thank you. She has an announcement for us.
Yes, good morning. And for those of you who are generous enough to provide supplies for Franklin Avenue School, our adopted school, thank you very much. But time out. Hold off for a few months. They are getting ready to move to their new school over Christmas break, and they don't want to have a lot of things stockpiled. So I suspect that maybe in January we may give a call out to some of their needs to you. But thank you, but stay tuned.
Oh, and Jack Tozzi took pictures. Amy.
Okay, today, first day of church school. Next month, which is starts next week, is October. We have our Halloween party. It's going to be set up a little differently this year for our first church families. If there's anybody interested in helping out, please see me or Gail. Also, Southwood Village has invited us as a community, either children or young at heart. They have a trunk or treat where they have cars lined up that are decorated and you can go trick-or-treating, so the kids or the grown-ups in costume can go and get some treats. Or if you also are interested in adding your car to the line, I'm getting more information about that, so I can share that next week. And so if anybody's interested, see me as well.
Michelle.
Good morning. Stewardship is coming very soon. How can you help? The membership and fellowship has an easy way for everybody in this church to participate. We are looking to have greeters back at both our front door and our back door. What a way to welcome, say hello, meet old friends, and visit. Okay, it's a great way to welcome everybody, so I encourage every person to step up and sign up to take a Sunday, front door, back door. You can split up as a family, you can be whole. I will be at coffee hour, you can see myself. Kelly, who's not here today, but she'll be back next week, you can see her, myself, or Mark if you want more information. But please step up and let's start off stewardship with a bang this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Shay, do you have any announcements? No? Okay. You're were sitting there with everyone making announcements, so I didn't know whether you had one too. We would be remiss, he's going to get mad at me, but I'd like to thank Rick Romaldi and the staff of the Summer House. They provided the meat, the hamburgers and hot dogs at such a, don't worry, we're going to pay you, at a discounted cost. Yeah. So thank you so much for that as well. So let's give everyone a round of applause for all their work. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, right across the street, all across the street and up the way a little bit, at the Episcopal Church of the Atonement, is a wonderful concert featuring our very own Mark Weiner. That will be at 2 o'clock. Is this concert free?
It is donation because it is a fundraiser for the Church of the Atonement.
All right, it is a fundraiser for the Church of the Atonement, so they will take a donation. So if you aren't going to the Big E or to one of the other 8,000 things that are happening here in the Lower Pioneer Valley, please consider joining over there. Hey, we are responsible for Soup Kitchen this Tuesday. If you are able to sign up, please do so. If you have questions, I think you can see Carol or you can see Mamie. All right, if you have questions, please make sure you do that. Next week, Southwick will join us. It's the fifth Sunday of the month. We weren't going to join because of the celebration at Stanley Park, but we chose to do it anyway. We're going to have Southwick at Westfield. There won't be a soccer game involved, though. But what we'll do is we will have a joint service, and we're going to have a pancake breakfast next week. So we encourage everyone to come. Save your appetite. We're going to have pancakes. And on October 19th, for those of you who like to plan, that's not the day of the Halloween party, Amy, is it?
October 26th.
Thank you, Gail. October 26th. So October 19th is Pasta with the Pastor. All right, so everyone will be invited to come. We're going to do that on October 19th. Are there any other announcements? We did this in 6 minutes. Not bad. Hearing none, let us take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join in our call to worship as found in your worship guide. Who among you is seeking the wisdom of God?
We want to hear God's words, so open our hearts.
Who among you is seeking God's bright and holy truth?
We long to learn the ways of wisdom and righteousness.
Who among you is seeking a spirit-filled life?
We long to live lives of holiness and blindness.
God grants God's wisdom generously to all who ask. Come near, people of God.
Let us worship in wisdom and truth.
Please join in our opening hymn, By Your Streams of Living Water, page 602.
Thank you.
God of holy wisdom, we are seekers on the way to a deeper wisdom and a wider vision. Our lives are full of information and opinions, but in the midst of it all, we long to hear the voice of wisdom. Your wisdom, God, cutting through the noise and teaching us how to live. God, we have come here this morning to learn wisdom from your word, from your Holy Spirit, and from one another. We have come so that wisdom may call us out of the darkness and into the light. We have come to have the deeper, richer, wisdom-filled life that you have promised to each of us. O God, make us ready to hear the words spoken to our hearts this morning. Call us to hear your wisdom and grant us the courage to respond. Together we pray as you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. It is very appropriate that on the first day of autumn that we start church school again. Because now we can say, we didn't make you go to church school in the summer. So we're covered. But our church school time is so important because it allows you, our young people of many different ages, to learn about God's Word, to learn about how we participate in our church family, and how we can show others, sometimes just through our actions, what it means to be a Christian and a child of God. Those things, I think, are extremely important. And before we send you off today to church school, I'd like to offer a blessing for all who will be participating this year. I thought about maybe having you come up. Some kids don't like to do that, so I'm just going to have you stay where you are. But if you are someone, an adult, who is helping with church school this year, would you raise your hand? If you are an adult, higher. So people can see you and just like, thank you. And we'd like to thank you for your service with our young people this year. It doesn't do any good if they can't see you. I know you want to be humble, but I couldn't print anything this morning. Cindy, I need help. I couldn't get on the internet. Please, pray with me. God, we ask you to send your Spirit upon these students and their teachers and fill them with your wisdom and blessings. Grant that during this church school year, they may devote themselves to share what they have learned with others. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And at this time, we can go off to church school. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
James, who is wise and knowledgeable among you? by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be arrogant and lie above the truth. This is not wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Our God is still speaking. Join with me in the responsive reading of Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their life is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel according to Mark. They went from there and passed through Galilee. They were in Decapolis, by the way, and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. In 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The people, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. whenever we have an anthem from our choir, an offering from our bell choir, or an offering from a soloist from our choir, it's like a prayer. It's an offering that is made to God. So hopefully not a performance. So I'd like us just to keep that in mind. I'm not complaining about applause by any means, but again, it's an offering that is made. I float like a butterfly. I sting like a bee. Sound familiar yet?
Yep.
All right. His hands can't hit, but his eyes can't see. I am the greatest. This was written by? All right. Many of us remember when boxing would take center stage in the days before pay-per-view fights would be broadcast on television. Boxers such as Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Frazier, and Muhammad Ali were all household names. My family members were not boxing fans, but as we only had the three main channels to choose from, we ended up watching a lot of boxing, especially on the wide world of sports. The thrill of victory and the... There you go. I'm not the only one who watched. There we are. Now, for years, people have spouted that they were the greatest. Well, we certainly have worked our way through good, better, best, right? We did that this summer. We also shared that when we're rated in our job performance, we want to be just rated as high as we possibly can be. You know, I shared, I believe, that I left teaching on a high note. Oh, I had an exemplary rating. So I must have been a great teacher, right? Well, guess again. Let me tell you why. I was a third grade substitute teacher on Friday morning at Maple Shade Elementary School. I thought to myself, I taught for 30 years in all grades. This should be a piece of cake. It was a great wake-up call for me, let me tell you. I always considered myself undefeated in the classroom, but I almost lost to 21 third graders. Ooh. Besides, the first things that I had to do were to get the students in the room, get a lunch count, take attendance, answer 21 times to, who are you? Is our teacher coming back? And get the students down to the end of the hall for an art class in 5 minutes. After that first 5 minutes, I was ready to go home. I did not want to do that anymore. Whoa. Well, and I only had to do this until 11:45. We had math. We had phonics. We had reading. It was pretty wild. When I got in the car and drove away from the school, I had a newfound respect for anyone who teaches, and especially anyone who teaches third grade and the grades below. Whoa. Certainly, they are the greatest. But it led me to think about, though, my own little boastfulness, and certainly it was a moment of humility on my part. And it said, why? Why do we even want to be the greatest? Many people have been concerned with their own ranking or self-worth throughout the ages. You know, and this even happened in Jesus' time. As the chosen 12, the apostles, had left or partially left careers in which they could have or may have achieved superlative status. They loved Jesus and devoted their lives to his teaching. However, because they were human, they got caught up in who among them was the greatest. Even in James' letter, he writes to the church that they are looking for the wrong things. So, what concerns do we have with this? Let's look at the answer that was given by Jesus. He tells them, whoever wants to be first must be last. And to make matters even more confusing, he tells them that whoever welcomes a child welcomes him. Huh? What? How could a child be that important? Well, you have to go back and look at the times. Children had a very low status at the time because they were considered to be burdens, number one. And many didn't even live to adulthood. And if you were born female, it was even worse because they're supposed to marry you off and pay a dowry for a husband to take you. Also, the life expectancy rate of a child at that time, not very high. But Jesus wanted them to look beyond that. Jesus wanted them to have the spirit of a child. Now, by and large, children don't generally have many concerns. They'd like to know when they can play and when they can eat. They really want to know that they are safe, they are loved, and they are treated fairly. We don't always admit to it, but we feel the same way, don't we? We want to be loved. We want to feel safe. And we want to be treated fairly. Children at that time, and even today, were pretty trusting. And they are, actually, even today, until they're taught not to be. Because we know that things are different today, unfortunately. But, if we welcome Jesus into our lives as easily as most children will welcome us into their lives, offer figurative hugs, be excited when we show up, and want to follow a fine example that shows us that we are safe, loved, treated fairly, and how to do that for others. We have to be careful. I think that all of us, and myself included, to not dig our heels in to show that we're the greatest. I am the greatest. I have all the power. I may not be the greatest teacher out there, and I'm certainly not the best pastor. But we know that our lives allow us to make mistakes, but also to confess those things to God and to ask for forgiveness. Ultimately, we really do want to welcome Jesus into our lives. And hopefully, we don't want to be the greatest follower of Jesus. I have news for you. Every time we start thinking that we must be greater or are the greatest, God has a little way of tweaking things around that almost says to us, "Oh, really? Watch this." My siblings in Christ, and those who seek to believe, let us strive to have the attitude of a child in our relationship with Jesus. Let us offer to others the things that a child may still want today. To be loved, to feel safe, and to be treated fairly and respectfully. Let us welcome Jesus, and indeed, the Creator who sent Jesus to earth to become the Messiah. And while we still continue to strive to be good, better, or best, we have to come to the realization that we are not the greatest. We must keep that humility that welcomes the simple things, shares what we have, respects the dignity of everyone, even when we don't want to or we don't even like the person. We have to offer that too. We don't have to float like a butterfly or sting like a bee. What we do have to do is to turn to Jesus and turn to God. Psalm 62 is one of my favorite psalms, and it tells us that only in God will my soul be at rest. From God comes my hope, my salvation. God alone is my rock of safety, my strength, my glory, my God. God is great. All the time. And all the time, God is great. Amen. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the prayer requests as listed in our worship guide, as well as those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please, pray with me. God, we are amazed in how that we are at the solutions Jesus offers to his disciples when they question their importance to him and his kingdom. They want to know if they will receive the great rewards, if they will be recognized and praised for their accomplishments, or at least their efforts. We are still so much like those early disciples. We want you to know how hard we work. We want to be praised and recognized for our efforts and successes. And we want you to pass over our failures as though they were inconsequential. When Jesus was confronted with their fears and concerns, he responded that they should be ready for service rather than adulation. Then he placed a small child in their midst, the child with no guile, no pretense, and said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Loving God, help us to reach out to others, not with the thought of importance or gain, but in love and compassion, truly caring for the one we meet. When we have done this, we will have truly given our hearts and our service to our Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In our scriptures, the writer of Proverbs teaches that God's wisdom is present and active in our lives in this way, and uses wisdom in a female pronoun. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. Jesus lived this wisdom in his life and called his disciples to the same generosity. Let us give out of the same generous wisdom, a wisdom that seeks a presence and purpose in our lives on behalf of all. And with this, our morning offering will be received.
My life goes on in endless.
full of mercy and goodness for your creation. Send your wisdom with these gifts, that they may reach those who need your love and welcome. Bring about a harvest of goodness through these gifts sown in peace. Amen. Meditate on the desires of God, taking delight in the law of God. Sink your roots deep into the soil and draw on God's wisdom. For God will nourish us with every day. God will nourish us every day with insight. Go forth, knowing that God watches over all of us. Amen.